USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Drug maker Pfizer has asked the Food and Drug Administration for a full approval for a booster dose of its COVID vaccine. The company says its data shows that people who receive a booster shot 5 to 8 months after their second dose had antibody levels 3 times higher than those seen after the two-shot regimen. The White House has said it plans on offering a third dose of vaccine starting on September 20th, recommending people get it 8 months after their second shot. And crews in California are battling another large wildfire as it advances towards Lake Tahoe. The Calder Fire has burned over 197 square miles since starting on August 14th and is 11% contained. The blaze has destroyed 461 homes and another 11 commercial buildings so far, with authorities saying that it is on the doorstep of the Lake Tahoe Basin. Crews are working to contain the flames that are now about 20 miles to the southwest of Lake Tahoe. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The U.S. Embassy in Kabul has issued a warning to Americans not to travel to the airport, citing a security threat from an ISIS splinter group. Those at three of the airport's gates were being told to leave the area as well. CNN reporting that the warning was issued because of a very specific threat stream from the group ISIS-K. Intelligence officials believe ISIS-K is capable of coordinating multiple attacks on the crowds outside of the Hamid Karzai International Airport in an effort to create mayhem in the capital city. Seth Jones is a former advisor to U.S. Special Operations in Afghanistan and tells CNBC that those threats need to be taken seriously.
ISIS-K has shown an ability that they can conduct surveillance on targets, including ones like large numbers of people at the airport. They can get the weapons and suicide bombers and truck bombs into the area and then execute the attack. They've done this repeatedly over the past year or two, and I think the idea of targeting people around the airport right now with their American forces is a tempting target.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo.
You have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Go right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio says history will not be kind to President Biden over the Afghanistan withdrawal. Lance Pry has more.
Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio tells Fox News President Biden's blunder is making history that will be remembered for decades.
You know, when history looks back at this moment, and it's going to look back at this moment, this is going to be a big deal for decades. This is going to be covered as one of the worst catastrophes in American foreign policy history for two reasons. Number one is failure of this administration to anticipate what they should have known, and then the botching of this evacuation of this entire process. This is the way the process should have worked. Okay? What Joe Biden should have said is, we have these people and we have this equipment and we're going to get it out of Afghanistan and we'll leave once we have all that stuff. And anyone who gets in the way, including the Taliban, who tries to stop us, is going to be killed. You will die if you get in our way. Not August 31st, and not September 1st, not August 29th, not a date, a goal.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And for the first time since 2003, neither Williams sister will play at the U.S. Open. Serena announced her withdrawal from the final Grand Slam tournament of the season, citing a torn hamstring she suffered at Wimbledon. Her sister Venus will also miss the Open with a leg injury. Both Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal have also announced that they'll miss the tournament due to injuries. The U.S. Open starts next Monday in New York. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.